Vectis Radio, your local stories, your local music, and local shows, now on DAB.
Chris, nice to see you first of all, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's been a very hot one.
I've just bumped into you because you're on your break here at the Isle of Wight Festival. Now, I recognise you from social media because you've got a really inspirational story, and that's why I wanted to make time this afternoon on the final day of the Isle of Wight Festival to talk to you. So can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what your story is, Chris?
Yeah, of course. I do a lot of TikTok. Ex-homeless rebuilds life and gives advice. I was homeless 7 years, off the streets for a good 4 years after that, and then back on the streets for another 6 months until I went on to meet a new lady, a friend of mine. You know, in my homeless time, I've lived in London, I've lived under shop windows, you know, I've had bad experiences, but you know, I'm a really strong-minded man from it all, and I've gone through a lot, quite a lot.
You have gone through a lot, and what strikes me is the fact that you don't sit and feel sorry for yourself. I don't mean that in a horrible way to anybody else, but what you do is you graft and you've picked yourself up and you try so hard. I've seen your videos online on TikTok. Not only do you try and sell stuff on the TikTok shop, but also you're working here at the Isle of Wight Festival, you've worked other festivals, you worked here last year, and I think people like you in society, they need to be given a break, don't they? So hopefully whoever's hearing this will see this video, will see this message. And on that, what message would you like to send out to anybody watching this right now?
You know, if you're homeless right now, just focus on your goals. You know, you've got a dream, go and get it. Don't be one of these people when you get to 60 wishing you had done it and it never gets done. Work hard, play hard. When you're homeless, you can work. You know, there's no reason why you can't work. And there is help out there to get you off the streets. There's also help out there with food. There's lots of services within England that can help you. If you see anyone who is homeless, always click on a website called Streetlink. Report the other homeless people. But yeah, no, just really, honestly, just be strong if you're out there. You know, I've lost loved ones and things, you know, and I've had to adapt and move on. You know, I've had low family just like don't want to know me anymore, and you know, it's you've just got to keep rolling and stay focused, you know, go day by day. And it is scary for anyone when you're out there, but don't ever think you can't do anything with life.
Of course, because as you were saying to me earlier on today, you were on the streets, as you said.
Indeed.
As you informed us, and you were working when you're on the streets. I remember that video, it was really touching when you were in that smart white shirt about to go for one of your first, I think, security jobs before you then found a home with your new partner.
That's right, yeah.
And I just think the journey that you've taken, Chris, is inspirational, and people hearing this will know, going back to what I think you're alluding to, is that there is hope.
Absolutely, there is hope, but you've got to be the one to step up and do it. Don't go waiting for anybody else. You've got to do it yourself. You know, you've got to start thinking about yourself and loving yourself before you can love others. And I understand the situation. You know, there are people out there that do drugs and alcohol. You know, that's your way out, and I don't judge them. I never got to the drug stage, but I was a drinker. Yes, absolutely. Hold my hands up. But I'm away from all that. You know, I don't do any of that anymore. I've sorted my life out. I'm now about to open my own company, so I'm having a bit of trouble doing that. But I'm gonna get there. I started writing music of my own, and I've been on the radio before, BBC Sussex. Released a track down on the radio down in Brighton. But now I'm going to start my music again, and let's see where we go from here. I think, you know, there's so many roads in life, you know.
Thank you, Chris. And, you know, just to summarise on, because that's perfectly encapsulated in terms of where you want to go, I'm really keen, if people are watching this right now, how could you be helped? What could someone doing right now? I've obviously got your telephone number.
Yeah.
So what could somebody do to help you? Let's not be afraid of discussing that. What would help you right now to get your business up and running and the music?
Well, you know, I'm up in Newcastle, basically, and I'd like to try and find a band. I have quite a good voice. I'm a very good lyrical writer. And let's try and get some music of our own out there. Form a band and start a new life, maybe. You know, I don't want to become famous, but I want to leave a legacy for my children. That's the main thing. You know, I'm not worried about myself. But, yeah, so that's what I really want to do. Other than that, yeah, please, you know, join my TikTok. I'll give the gentleman here my information for TikTok, where you can come and join. There's lots of great information on my TikTok for you, and you can give to the homeless as well. That'll help them out big time. I've done it. I've been there. It's no game.